Hello, and welcome again to this, the latest in our series of podcasts on the history and heritage of the Lancaster District by their author, Gordon Clark. This episode is A Canalside Walk in Lancaster.
A walk along the Lancaster Canal is a fine day out for dogs and people. You can easily start your walk as far south as Galgate. The Preston and Blackpool buses will get you there. And you can leave the canal at the Loon Aqueduct near Halton. You can walk back into Lancaster or get the bus from there. Or you can do just the city centre section from Whitecross to Shaw Street Bridge, which is the focus of this podcast. Today, the Lancaster Canal runs for 42 miles from Preston north to Tewitfield without any locks. It opened in 1797 and took 7 years to build. The 14 miles onwards from Tewitfield to Kendal were opened in 1819 and finally closed in 1968 when they were severed by the M6. The branch, with its 6 locks down to Glassendock and the Irish Sea, was opened in 1826. In 2002, Lancaster Canal was finally linked to the National Canal Network south of Preston via the Ribble Link. The towpath through Lancaster is well surfaced and maintained, and it provides a delightful walking and cycling route through the city. As it curves around the east of Lancaster, there are excellent views over the city to the castle. This walk is starting at Whitecross. There once was a Whitecross at the roadside here, at what is now the junction of South Road and Oldcliffe Road. This was also once the site of Lancaster's Workhouse, a publicly funded institution for the destitute. It was here between 1748 and 1787, when the much larger premises were opened in the angle between Cormor Road and Wiresdale Road. The Whitecross name today is associated with Whitecross Mills. This is Lancaster's oldest textile mill. It opened in 1802 and was an early user of steam power for cotton spinning. Coal came here by the canal until the 1940s. Thomas Mason and two later owners ran it before the Stories took over in 1856. Expansion and a fire in the 1860s led to many years of rebuilding. Table bays and leather cloth were the main household products. The impressive frontage facing South Road is in a Scottish baronial style. It was the barracks for the Royal Lancashire Militia, the Duke of Lancaster's own, between 1854 and 1881. These were then moved to the new custom-built barracks at Bowerham, which later became St Martin's College and is now part of the University of Cumbria. After the demolition of redundant buildings and the refurbishment of the remainder, the Whitecross site is run by Lancashire County Council, and it houses many manufacturers, distributors and professional offices. At Penny Street Bridge, the side opposite the infirmary, walk down the narrow cobbled path to the canal's towpath. As you walk along the canal, the Whitecross site is on your right, and on your left is the former site of Lancaster's auction mart, today a car park, with the auction mart now located on the eastern edge of the city. After the Whitecross bar and restaurant, there is a roving bridge, Friaridge Bridge, carrying Quarry Road over the canal. Note how the west-facing ramp up to the road leads to a down ramp on the other side, also facing west. This allowed horses, pulling barges up or down the canal, to cross the canal when the towpath switched sides, but without having to waste time unhitching from the barge before the bridge, and then reattaching after the bridge. Go up to the road, cross the canal, and go down the other ramp, but taking care on the cobbled surface down to the towpath. The next bridge is Nelson Street Bridge, dated 1876, with Lancaster Cathedral on your right, perhaps Edward Paley's finest design. Also on your right, but less easy to see from the canal, is the site of Greenfield Mill, a Williamson mill and the last of the eight along the canal to be built. It was an imposing five stories high. It was demolished between 1975 and 1982, and the site is now housing. The next mill you come to is on your left, Moor Lane South Mill. This started as a sailcloth factory. It was bought in 1825 by Samuel Gregg, he of Quarry Bank Mill in Cheshire, and converted to spinning and weaving cotton. The current buildings date from 1825 to 1831. The Storys took it over in 1861. After the mill closed in 1982, the site became offices for Reebok, who then moved out, and it's now NHS offices. The Redwater Tower is a local landmark. As you pass under Moor Lane Bridge, look up. Note how it was once quite narrow and has been widened on both sides, though this is only apparent by looking up at the bridge's underside. This used to be one of the town's toll gates. On your left, after the bridge, is Moor Lane North Mill. This was built in 1819 and produced a fine worsted yarn. It then switched to cotton spinning. By 1846, it was owned by Samuel Gregg. The Storys took it over in 1861 and the mill closed in 1975. After 1989, it became a hall of residence for the University of Cumbria, an impressive six-storey building. It is still accommodation, now privately owned. The next mill on your right was Bath Mill. Built by John Threlfall in 1837 for cotton, by 1864 it had become part of Williamson's, again five stories high, and it made table bays. It was demolished in 1974 and the site is now housing. The stones from the mill were extensively reused and the site has won housing design awards. At this point you get impressive views over the city to your left. The last two mills along this walk were Albion Mill and Ridge Mill. Albion Mill has mostly been demolished. It was built between 1821 and 1825 as William Jackson's Canal Side Cotton Mill. By 1848, silk production had been added, and after 1881, it specialised in producing coconut matting. Ridge Lane Mill was a silk mill when it started in 1837, built by Henry Gregson and Thomas Mason, who were solicitors. It had a short working life, ultimately making oilcloth, and it was largely demolished in 1889 when the houses of Ridge Street and Green Street were built. So we've passed the sites of seven of Lancaster's eight canal side mills. The eighth was Queen's Mill of 1840. The site became B&Q and is now Aldi Supermarket. Five of the mills have been largely or completely demolished, with only a few reminders of their existence in reused stonework, street names or minor outbuildings. Three mills are still in use after some clearances of outbuildings and considerable refurbishment. By the 1870s, rising demand meant that the main manufacturing base needed to move west of Lancaster to the much larger, flat, rail-connected site of Loonside, where Williamson's built one of the largest factories in Europe. It specialised in linoleum. This site too has been demolished for new housing. The history of Lancaster's textile mills shows three abiding features of the textile industry in the 19th century, and indeed now. The first is the sector's ability to expand and contract as global demand and local competitiveness have waxed and waned. The second is the switching of products and technologies as fashions and styles have changed. In Lancaster, it was from low-value products to more specialist ones. The third is the many changes of ownership leading to consolidation, initially into the two great Lancaster firms of Williamson's and Storey's, and then their eventual takeover by even larger outside firms, and finally the demise of both and of textile production in Lancaster. You could end your walk along Lancaster Canal at the next bridge, the iron lattice structure of Shaw Street Pedestrian Bridge over the canal. Here, turn left into Shaw Street, left again into De Vitus Street, and then on to St Leonard's Gate in the city centre. Or you could carry on to the impressive Loon Aqueduct over the River Loon. It is quite a long walk. This Grade 1 listed aqueduct carries the Lancaster Canal 62 feet over the Loon. Built in stone to a design by John Rennie, the recently restored aqueduct affords impressive views west to Lancaster City and east to the M6 bridges and the hills beyond. I hope you enjoy your walk along this part of the Lancaster Canal.
This podcast is based on one of the 120 guides and walks to the Lancaster and Morecambe area, which can be read, downloaded and printed free of charge at the Lancaster Civic Vision webpage, www.lancastercivicsociety.uk.